Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about
you, baby.
See about me.
Starseed.
Machi nagamelu kurai yoru no naka to more crescent moon.
One step and two step count on dancing. Mata kumo ni kakurete.
Okay. Watashi tachi kitto itsu datte precious one. Nano ni suri heru kokoro. Itami wa keatte te o totte bright on now. Mitasareru shunkan.
It's Ashley, and you are joined with Nacy, Angela, and Annika for a very special episode of Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio.
Can we talk?
You're listening to Airmail Special by Ella Fitzgerald. After that, we'll have a talk break. Enjoy the rest of the song.
No, I was just gonna be like, say the intro and go back to the song.
Oh, wait. Chestnut frozen on an open fire. Ba 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 do 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 do
Who's on the mountain? You blow through here. The music goes round and round. Oh, we meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. Ba bo bo ba brin di di drin di di drin di di. Day delight and I want to go home. Mama, look at Boo Boo Day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama, look at Boo Boo Da. Hush your mouth, go away. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Ah, he, ha, he, ha, ba, you, do, di, da, he, ha, he, ha, he, ha, ba, do, you, di, da, he, ha.
You just heard Airmail Special live at the Newport Folk Festival by Newport Jazz Festival, by Ella Fitzgerald. And that was a song chosen by me, Nacy. it didn't get the justice it deserved last week, so we figured it was a nice segue into this week's.
Clever.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Is this mic on? It's not, is it?
It's on.
Okay. My name is Annika.
That's okay. A long intro. This is all a lot of lead up to my name.
Oh my gosh.
Annika wants to go up the chair.
And there you
go.
And we all live together.
And it's a very special show. It's a roommate show.
It's a first time we're all on air. All right, let's not get into our personal lives on air like that.
I believe I almost just fell like
today.
It happens to the best of us.
It really does, evidently. Tonight's episode is all about lessons from the summer. Angela wasn't with us this summer, but Nacy, Annika, and I.
She came back. Don't worry.
She went to the land of the dead, New York City, wow. Chelsea specifically. Goodness. And anyway, so I'm going to read the lessons and then maybe we can talk about them later in between different songs. First, Annika's lessons are 1. Things take time.
Whoa. Hey. Did you explain what this is?
Wait, yeah, I really don't think this mic is like up.
Our summer lessons.
It's all of the mics are on right now.
Come hither.
I can't hear it. Did it?
I can hear you, Annika.
Okay.
On my headphones.
Your headphones are broken.
Oh, what nice.
So anyway, we did this fun exercise the other night where we had to share our lessons from the summer in 2 sentences.
Yes. Yes.
So really, it's 2 lessons from the summer, 1 in each sentence.
Perhaps, if that's one way you interpret it, which is the way that all 3 of us did. But maybe Angela will interpret it differently.
I didn't know we were supposed to do this.
Well, Angela is going to present hers last, so you have a little bit of time.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Okay, so should I just do Annika's right now?
Yes.
Okay, this is Ashley speaking for Annika. Annika really went the extra mile. She said 3 things, actually. The first thing is that things take time. Second is that cucumbers aren't bad. Pickling is fun. 3, you're always adjusting. Care to elaborate?
Well, I feel like those are like 3 kind of distinct. Maybe the pickling one is a bit far out from the other 2.
Mm.
Yeah, things take time, always. I don't think the song that's playing next really has to do with any of this.
It could be.
There's always connections everywhere.
Yeah. You know what's another lesson? Is that I really like to listen to Drake in the summer.
That's
and maybe it just marinates for you to learn that lesson.
Wow,
you know?
That was good. That was good, Nacy.
You have to sit with it. You have to sit with him.
Adjust to him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the things take time one is topical to Drake, as he says in the upcoming song, summer just started and we're already done.
And how relevant is that? It's about to be September in a few hours.
I know. Oh my God,
goodness,
don't even say
gracious.
That.
Well, should we get into the song?
We
can hear more about your lesson.
Okay, sure.
Nacy said, I don't want to hear it.
All right. Who wants to, do we introduce it or do we go into it cold?
This is Summer Games by Drake.
Yes.
I think you're changing your mind. Starting to see it in your eyes. I used to love a good surprise, and now I'd rather know ahead of time. You said I love you too fast. So much for that, 'cause summer just started and we're already done. Yeah. You say I led you on, but you follow me. I follow one of your friends, you unfollow me. Then you block them so they can't see you liking someone just like me. I expected more from you, honestly. Said you want a simple life and that's not me. How you go from that to ending up with someone just like? How can you be angry
on a night in July and be warm with me when it's freezing outside. You're confusing me. Don't have me wasting my time. Yeah. You said I love you too fast. So much for that. Cause summer just started and we're already done. I kept it decent. I kept you sane. I kept it peaceful, don't lie. I kept it decent. Even the secrets kept it between you. Breaking my heart, tearing me apart, breaking me down when I'm already down. Breaking my heart, 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 break, 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 breaking my heart, tearing me apart, breaking me down when I'm already down. Breaking my heart, 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 break, 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 break. You said I love. You're confusing me. Don't have me wasting my time. Yeah. You said I love you too fast. So much for that. Cause summer just started and we're already done.
Spend the night, okay, far away on the other side, okay, okay.
In this world you gotta work to be the ego. All you done, let it go, we can do it. 8 hours in the dark, I'm in the rainbow. When the silence is a lot, it's a music.
Down the wrong way, all the lights on me and I can't see. It's late all the way. Okay, okay, far away on the other side. Okay, okay.
In this world you gotta work to be the ego. Silence is so loud, it's a music. Still thankful for whatever, make a wish one. When you talk about a plan, we can do it. Still water in the world, keep it moving. They cut me out the shell with a new skin.
Spend the night.
nigga until I fill my pockets, and then I miss the nigga. They follow me while shopping, I feel like making riches. They feel like muddy waters, so tell me what's the difference. So tell me what's the difference. My mama was a Christian, crit walking on blue waters, was fading up in Davis, then walking back to Palmer. A fro like you, we partner. Auntie Angie had them choppers. So tell me what's the difference. So tell me what's the difference. Right. I feel like fuck Versace. They raping niggas' pockets, and we don't get acknowledged. Just thank me for the prophet. A prophet just like Moses. And Moses look like Shaka. Zulu, my 44 loaded. I'm aiming at Nirvana. My bitch look like Madonna. They staring in katana. Waiter still ain't brought the chopsticks. Should've brought the chopper. Uber driver in the cockpit. Look like Jeffrey Dahmer. But he looking at me crazy when we pull up to the project. See, this weight is on my shoulders. Pray Jehovah lift me up. And my pain is never over. Pills and potions fix me up. I just wanna live it up. Can the motherfucker breathe? Life ain't always what it seems, so please just lift me up, 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 lift me up. We love our neighborhood, so all my brothers bang the hood. I never vote for presidents. The presidents that changed the hood is dead and green. We're standing on this mezzanine in Paris, France. Finna spares, cause most my homies never finna get this chance. All these white folks chanting when I ask them where my niggas at. Going crazy, got me going crazy, I can't get with that. Wonder if they know, I know they won't go where we kick it at. Oh, this shit ain't Griffin, though, we really killing, kicking those. Fight between my conscience and the skin that's on my body. Man, I need to fight the power, but I need that new Ferrari. Man, I breathe and bleed this type of street. I shot them guns cause talk is cheap. Bow your head and pray, okay, now walk with me. See, this weight is on my shoulders. Pray Jehovah lift me up. And my pain is never over. Pills and potions fix me up. I just wanna live it up. Can the motherfucker breathe? Life ain't always what it seems, so please just lift me up, 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 lift me up.
That was Lift Me Up by Vince Staples. That was my selection. And before that, you were listening to It Girl by Blade. Evidently, Miss Angela's selection.
Wow.
And before...
Evident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you were living your city girl life. I feel like every girl from New Jersey that lives in New York City thinks
loves
that they're
Blade.
In... Yeah, loves Blade.
Way to call me.
And
oh.
thinks that they're
you're
in
one to
It
talk,
Girl.
Ashley.
Yeah, maybe I'm just projecting. I don't know, guys. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
You guys know Ashley's also from New Jersey. Exposed.
I feel like we've discussed this. Okay. I found out today that one of an artist that I really like is also Ooh. From New Jersey. Her name is Amy Bravo. I don't know,
sounds like she'd
young.
Be from Jersey.
Yeah.
She's got a Jersey sound.
Exactly.
Yes. So, well, oh.
Would you like to talk about your song selection?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what you were just listening to was a Vince Staples song. I don't know. I would listen to this song a lot in the mornings, like on the way to work to pump me up, especially if I was like commuting alone or feeling really tired. And one of my lessons this summer was that your health comes first. I was having some problems with my eyes. Ooh, and I think it, like, unrelated, but also just like I wanted to like move around more this summer, like more intentionally. And I feel like this is a good that was a good song to like move around to and like get pumped up and stuff. So yeah, shout out Vince Staples. His Hot Ones interview is really funny. If you guys like that corner of YouTube, I don't know.
Can you share your other lesson with us?
Oh, if you know your period is coming soon, put a towel down just in case.
So true.
There's some life lessons being learned this summer.
But that's, I know it's like so specific, but actually that is so critical in so many ways. So people with periods listening, hot tip.
Pay attention.
Listen up.
maybe people were doing that, but I'm just the only one that... Do you guys do that?
Yeah. Like not a towel. Like the towel is like the pad, right?
Oh no, I mean like a
towel. Like a sanitary towel, no?
No, I meant like a towel on the bed. Okay, maybe we're just learning a lot about flows right now. Well, I hadn't done that, but I was like, I really need to when I'm noticing that I'm having extreme mood swings and things haven't happened for me yet.
You know, they happen different to us, to everyone.
Yeah, lots of health-related lessons this summer, I guess. Yeah,
absolutely. Annika, how do you feel about summer games?
Well, you know, Drake just says it all. He really... There's a Drake song for every...
That's true.
That's feeling. Actually... You're speaking facts right now. Like,
how long has he been making music for? Like, he really just, like, hits a lot of topics.
I mean, our whole lives, right?
He's been through it all.
Yeah, that's true.
Drake, like, has the heart of a teenage girl.
He so does.
He does, and it just really resonates with a teenage
girl. I always like to say, specifically for summer games, that, like, if Olivia Rodrigo sang it... Like, it would be so believable, the lyrics. It just sounds like Taylor Swift. Like,
yeah, Olivia Rodrigo would do a great job.
I want to hear an acoustic, girl cover.
You could be the one to see, you could be the change you want to see in the world.
I can't sing like that. I don't.
Yes. Who says? Who says?
Literally.
We're not transitioning to Selena Gomez just yet. do we have any additional lessons to add, or should we move on?
Nacy, did you share?
Nacy,
I remember what I said.
Okay, Nacy said, stability is not a bad thing. Second, I love writing.
Those are both very true. Well, how about
Nacy's entering your teacher era.
Super insightful. Well, let's get into those after the music.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. Think about it. I'll explain myself later. This is Point and Kill by Lil Sims and Obong JR.
I do what I want, I do what I like, I know what to face, I know fear nobody. Nobody. I do what I want. What's I like, I don't watch this, I don't fear nobody, nobody. Point and kill, if I want it, it's mine, you can't stop me, hey!
Family no go so far, oh, in my lifetime, they be fine doing proper, no lie. Give me strength, let me prosper. Daddy say you want me to be lawyer, be doctor, riff raff, kiddy gun, window shopper. Oh yeah, fine boy, take away auntie, bougie, akile, oh I fancy when I see a type.
Point and kill, if I want it, it's mine. You can't stop me, hey, you can't stop me, oh, you can't stop me. Point and kill, you can't stop me.
do as I want, I do as I like. I no watch face, I no fear nobody. No fear nobody. A mini pig, what can you offer? Snakes in the grass, don't trust them. Point and kill any imposter. Small trouble never stuck in custom. Pass in any city, you can come and see it with me. Reality will hit you, cause not everywhere's pretty. But for now, bring the Nara, come gimme. Can't stop greatness, what's the point in trying hard not to recognize if all this pressure we applying? Tell my people, rise up, can never be silenced. You think we're apologetic, I think we're defined. Mommy say I gotta be a go-go getter. Got the devil trying to tempt me, but I know better. Never been the type to not acknowledge all the signs. It's the fact that everything I want is in front of my eyes. So when I see it die,
one thing kill. If I born it, it's mine. You can't stop me, huh?
Just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you were driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other girls who say they loved you with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face or hand and give into your eyes.
Cherish is a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside.
You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is a word.
was Path of Least Resistance by Holy Wave. Before you were listening to You're Not the Only One I
Know.
No, by the Sundays. before that was Cherish by Nina Simone. That was so good. And also so good, Point and Kill, Little Sims, Obung JR.
Mine wasn't that good.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
I said it for everyone but me.
Before you hear about my lessons, we'll pass it off to our special guests, Sonica and Angela.
Okay, we have a very special PSA about fresh fruit. Looking for some free... looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricot.
Hey, oh my...
Sorry.
Wow. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet.
Wow, so true. I'm so sorry, Annika. That was my bad.
No, it's fine, Angela.
Wow.
Say what you need
you
to say.
You want to stir beef on air? Wow. The edible skin.
B is for beef.
The edible skin of fruit. Like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. I feel like you do. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable.
So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
Love the emphasis.
Thanks.
This has been a public service message from
all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts
Educational Radio.
Oh, that was so cute that you guys did that together. That was amazing. Do we want to get into Nacy's lessons?
Sure.
To reiterate, we're doing our episode tonight about lessons that we learned from this summer. We've edited it from two sentences to three sentences. So Nacy's three sentences are: one, stability is not a bad thing; two, I love writing; three, who you are is not where you are. Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
What does that mean?
Yeah, wait. I will elaborate more about this.
Will now?
Yeah.
We're such an echo chamber.
Well, I mean, I can make you wait again.
elaborate.
So I would say a lot of my reflection this summer has been related to the last two summers that I had, where I was living in a farm in Western Mass that I always talk about. But I think that experience, those experiences every summer were super, super intense, and just everything was changing all the time. And so the stability point is really that, like, I thought that being somewhere that I have lived before, aka Somerville, Massachusetts, was going to be boring. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to learn anything if I'm just here doing a lot of the things that I normally do. Mm. But I think the stability that I had, and like not having to adapt literally every single day to different challenges and personalities and taking care of people that need different things, like, really let me grow in a way that I didn't expect. And I've definitely come to appreciate that stability a lot more. And I think the who you are is not where you are where you are is not who you are. To me, I think I just tied so much of myself and my personality to the job that I had and the place that I was living. And I was like worried, I don't know, I felt like coming back to school, I always kind of was a toned down version of myself. But I think that having the time that I did this summer to just like kind of meander and not feel pressured to do things all the time. I feel like there's such an urgency like during school that I really didn't feel this summer. And like, I feel like I got to feel more myself, even though I wasn't physically in a different place.
Wow, that's really insightful. Thank you for sharing.
Of course.
And what about your I love writing lesson?
Well, that one's pretty simple.
It could be further discussed.
Well, I practiced writing more. I got to journal a lot, had the time to do that. And also just like trying to record some of the things that I haven't like written down in recent years, months, and it was just a really nice experience. And I was like, wow, this is like so such a good process. Like, important as an act to do it, and also like it's really cool to look back on.
Yeah. This is like unrelated, but also it is related, I think. A couple days ago, Annika's friend Stacia was staying with us, and one night they got really excited because I don't clean out my ears, and apparently Stacia and Annika do it really regularly, and Annika has like these special tools to take out earwax.
I feel so excited.
And they were like literally like hyperventilating watching me like take out like chuck, like salivating at the mouth.
That's nasty.
But I feel like writing is kind of like that. Or like journaling.
No, I don't want you to connect.
No, sorry, sorry.
I feel like you just wanted to say
No. I was like literally thinking about this today. Like, for real, I'm not even lying. Like when you're like, oh, I didn't even realize that was in there in me this whole time. And it's like this big piece of like this thing. But like when you write stuff down, or like I feel like this is more about journaling. Like when you write it down and then you're like, oh, I didn't realize this was in me, and suddenly I feel like cleaner, lighter. It's cool that I can see it out here, and like.
So you're saying taking out the big chunk of my earwax feelings,
yeah, but
makes
like,
me feel free
in your like metaphorical in your brain vibe.
I see it. I see where you're going with that. I understand the threads.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks,
everybody
guys.
Everybody should invest in a metal ear picker.
That's the real PSA of the night.
Well,
some of us have dry earwax that doesn't work with a Q-tip. Q-tips just push it further
in. That's bad for you. That's
a bad habit.
Yeah.
In this Asian household,
we
it's
use
a ear dry earwax.
Yeah, okay. I think this is enough.
All right, well, but we'll get into
thanks
some
for setting that
fresh,
boundary.
For fresh
okay.
Fruit to dry.
No. Oh, Angela, or not Angela. Oh my god, Nacy's excited about this next one.
This song, I haven't listened to in a while, but I know that it's just really gonna hit.
Well, now I'm looking forward to it.
Alright, this is Multi Love by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Oh, heartbeat, racing my body, racing.
Walking outside, labyrinthine over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanted to see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking, outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. I knew it when I saw it. So I did just what I wanted. So saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority, sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back, we're going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment, set back on a come down. As if I needed a reminder. Oh, I do only what I wanna. So walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone at it before. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome such come down. So I go through with it. I knew happy.
But I'm